This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change. Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Tuesday morning, everybody. Good to have you listening here on BPNradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. It's time for Prophetic Tuesday. Good to have you listening in, joining us live here on BPNradio.com from our studios in beautiful Austin, Texas. And just about to celebrate our fourth year of broadcasting around the clock and around the globe. November the 19th, we're going to be celebrating 4 years of continuous broadcasting, 24 hours a day. One of the few prayer stations in America. Good to have you listening here on BPNradio.com, or you may be listening on TuneIn Radio. We're on the TuneIn network as well. It's going to be a wonderful day, and I have a lot of prophetic words to share, and we're just going to allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast, any of our programs here on BPNradio.com, may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we are absolutely delighted that you are listening. This program is produced by Michael Sean Bourne, edited by Aliona Perduca, supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. So let's pray, America. Okay, good to have you listening today. It's a wonderful day here on BPNradio.com, and we are about to begin. Tell your friends, and if you are on Facebook, like this and share it with others, because we're about to prophesy.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Well, I love to hear the voice of God. And I've been up since early this morning praying over many of you, of your names. And we have a lot of names that I've already received a word for. So stay tuned. Hey, what a welcome. I want to welcome some new churches and cities all across America that are a part of the Breakout Prayer Network, which we started after leading prayer at the White House in 1997. The Holy Spirit told me to form this prayer network, Breakout Prayer Network. And so I got started. Now we have 900, let's see how many we have. We have 963 cities that are represented in the Breakout Prayer Network, and we have 1,459 churches that are represented in the Breakout Prayer Network, and our mission, of course, is to call America to pray. And so I just want to welcome some, before I start today, I want to welcome some new churches. I want to welcome His Gathering Place in Phoenix City, Alabama, Friendship Church in Mondovi, Wisconsin, Calvary Chapel, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Christian Life Center, Four Square Church, Riverside, California, New Harvest Assembly of God in Powhatan, Virginia, as well as Revolution Church in Canton, Georgia. I want to welcome the Crestline Baptist Church in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Roll Tide, and the Glory of Zion Church in Denton, Texas, Crossroads Community Church, Farmington, New Mexico, Family Worship Church, Nashville, Tennessee. And it goes on and on and on. Welcome. If you, your church or your city is not represented in the Breakout Prayer Network, calling America to pray, all you have to do is go to our website, bpnradio.com, and click on letspray.com, or you can go directly to Let's Pray America website, and you can be represent your church or your city or your nation on the Breakout Prayer Network. And so all you have to do is go to letspray.com. And the sign-in sheet there, there's no obligation, no charge, and you can represent your church or your city or your state, all right? Okay, do that. Good to have you listening today on bpnradio.com, the Prophetic Tuesday, one of our most listened to programs all week long here on bpnradio.com. Speaking of prayer, before I get started prophesying, I want to remind you that next Monday is going to be a very special thing, time on bpnradio.com. We're going to do something we have never done before. We're going to have 24 hours of continuous prayer, pre-election prayer watch, pre-election prayer watch. And that will be starting next Monday, 10 a.m., and I'll be hosting some of that, and Devin and Rhonda Kinzer, I believe Ian and Allison Kieber and some others, and we'll give people an opportunity to call in. We'll have a toll-free number that people can call in, and they can say a prayer for our nation. This is one of the most important elections in my lifetime, because this will determine who sits in the seat of power. We know that we have a president who sits there, leader of our nation. But if we do not have a majority, if the conservatives, the Christians, do not have a majority in the House and Senate, it will make it very difficult for him to operate during the next 2 years. And of course, we know there's a party that is bent on impeaching our president, and our president is probably going to have an opportunity to nominate maybe a couple of more Supreme Court justices in the next couple of years. So this is a very important election. So we're going to have 24 hours of continuous prayer. You can be a part of it. All you have to do is just go to Dale W. Gentry Facebook page and message me. In fact, anything that you have a private message that you want to share with me, just go to Dale W. Gentry. That is my personal Facebook page. Dale Gentry's the ministry page. Just go to Dale W. Gentry and leave me a message. If you'd like to participate or like to share a message here today, that would be fantastic. So, all right. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. I love to say hallelujah. You know, I love to say hallelujah. Let's pray a while. Let's say hallelujah. And I want us to prepare to hear a word from God. Remember, if I share a prophetic word over you today, it could be a now word, something God is doing now. It could be a future word, maybe a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years down the line, down the road, down the track. It could be a confirming word, a word that you have already heard before. You know that, you've discerned that, that's been in your heart, and that is just confirming what is happening in your life. And it could be a new word. The Holy Spirit spoke and said, new things do I declare. Before springs forth, I tell you of them. So there may be things that you've never heard before that I will share with you today. And remember that a prophecy does not give you direction on exactly what to do, where to go. And so if you run into someone that is trying to direct you to go somewhere, do something, trying to give you detailed of when you're to do it, how you're to do it, you got to be very aware of that. And so a lot of people have thrown out prophecy because of that. But let's don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. Let's just know that a word from God can change your life forever. I've been operating on that premise for a long, long time, serving as a prophetic voice in America and nations of the world since 1985. One word from God can change your life forever. If you've ever been to any of my services, public services, you know that that has been the premise that I operate on. I believe it's going to happen today. I believe people are going to hear from God. I may be speaking a word over someone today, and I may be calling their name, but you may say, hey, I know that is a word for me also. And so you may say, can I receive a word that you're giving to somebody else? And my response is absolutely. If you believe that's a word for you, you can write it down. And so what do I do with the prophecy? You have to receive it by faith. You can't receive it with your mind, because your mind does not have the mental capacity to receive the things of the Lord. So it's got to, you got to receive it with your spirit. You got to bear witness to saying, "Well, I know that's for me." Or you may say, "No, I hear that word, but I don't receive that word." And you don't have to receive it. By the way, prophetic words gives you does not give you always give you direction, but it also but it does give you an opportunity. And so if you hear the sound going up and down a little bit, it's because my microphone volume is changing a little bit. Maybe Aliona can help me with that. I'm thankful for people that surround me. They help me. And I'm glad that you are here today on this Tuesday. Remember, this program will be replayed today at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock here on this Tuesday on bpnradio.com. It also would be put on our podcast. All you do is go to bpnradio.com, click on podcast, and I believe all of the prophetic sessions that I have shared on BPN Radio for the past 18 months, I believe they're there. So you say, well, I believe that I missed a session. Well, no sweat, no worries. You can just go to bpnradio.com, click on the podcast, and the prophetic sessions are on there. I'm not sure about Allison, but we're working on that. Allison Keeper, of course, is on every Thursday. Do you know how God works in your life? Every day I'm praying for divine appointments and divine connections, and you hear Allison Keeper every Thursday on bpnradio.com, her and her husband, Ian, great couple, who live just down the street. They live on the same block. And it's amazing, you probably heard the story, but it's amazing how God sets things up for your life. And some of you wonder, how am I going to get where I believe that I'm supposed to go? You're going to get there by divine appointments and divine connections. Somebody's going to open the door for you. And Allison Keeber's heard every Thursday, and also she is seen on our Dale W. Gentry and Dale Gentry Facebook pages. And that happens because I met Allison Keeper several months ago last year while I was taking a prayer walk, which I do most every morning in my neighborhood, praying over my neighborhood. And suddenly this big white dog comes running out toward me, and I thought he was going to bite me. I really had my pepper spray ready to spray him if he attacked me. And this woman runs out of her garage where she was working out and said, "No, no, no, he's not going to hurt you. He's okay." And she was calling her dog Champ, saying, "Champ, come here. He's okay." And she introduced herself, and I began to talk to her about one of my spiritual daughters, Callie Hargraves, who was going to be on that day. And she said, "I know Callie. Callie gave me a prophetic word when we were living in Washington that caused us to move to Texas." And so God brought Allison and Ian Keeber, brought them and set them right down on Jean and I's block, right down the street from us. It's amazing. It's amazing how God works in your life. So you don't need to despair. God is at work, and he is bringing about divine appointments, divine connections. He is working in your life, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Let's pray a while. Father, we just pray in the name of Jesus. Korabrite masoto labrinde shikarabriota. We pray the will of God be done here on this Tuesday on bpnradio.com. And I just pray in Jesus' name that you would open our spiritual ears to hear, open our spiritual eyes to see, open our hearts to receive what you are doing in us and what you are going to do in our lives. And I pray, Lord, that we will receive your words today by faith, knowing that it may not correspond to our present circumstances, but know that you are working in us in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. And I have a word for somebody out there before I begin to pray, give a personal prophetic words. Is anybody out there in a place that you don't want to be at? You just feel like, my God, I don't want to be here. If I could just be somewhere else. And is there anything else in life for me? And, you know, it's not unnatural for you to think thoughts like that. And even submit those words to your Creator, your Maker, Jehovah God. Sometimes we just feel like this is not our place. This is not what where we should be at. This is not what we should be doing. And if we allow ourselves, we can fall into some sort of pit of despair and helplessness and hopelessness, particularly those of you that may feel like nothing's ever going to change. Is this the way life is always going to be? Is this what I was born for? Is this what I was created for? Is this why I came into this world for? And so that is not unnatural to have those thoughts and maybe even make those comments. But you got to know that God is at work, and you must trust Him with all of your heart. You must not lean to your own understanding in all of your ways. You just must keep acknowledging Him, because it's He that is directing your paths. And if something is not happening the way that you thought it should be, the way that you had planned for it to be, you got to know that God is in the process of preparing something else, and it takes time for Him to prepare something else, just like it takes time to build a house. So you got to know that God is building and creating worlds for you, but He does it according to your words. Listen to that. The Bible said that the angel of the Lord came because of the words of Daniel. You attract God by your words, and you build your future by your words. So be careful what you say. And so if you're saying nothing's ever going to work out, then it prevents God from building and erecting those things that He wants to do in your life. Because the plan, Jeremiah prophesied and declared, the plan is a good plan to do what? To give you a future and a hope. You're going to feel much, much better at the close of this program. So we're going to prophesy today.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, I'm glad that you left your name, city, and state. And during this program, you can keep up with what's happening by going to Dale Gentry Facebook page, Dale Gentry Facebook page. Oh, wow. Feel the glory of God today.
We long to hear words eternal, forever changing our hearts. And if you'd come.
My friend Martin Smith there started the group Delirious many years ago and had the opportunity to prophesy over him, not to sign any major contracts, not to sign any contracts, produce his own music. He told me later, Dale, if you had not given me that word, I would have just been making pennies on the dollar instead of dollars. And so Martin is doing a great work. You get his music on iTunes, Martin Smith, or Delirious. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. And I have some words to share. Remember, you got to receive these words by faith. And I have a word for Christine R. from Pollock, Louisiana. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that Satan has been trying to prevent you from moving into your place. There is a place that God has designed for you, but it seems like someone is always trying to push you aside and take your place, push you to the end of the line. I declare by the Holy Ghost, Christine, that you must be very aggressive in what God has called you to do. Some people may saying you're pushy, but there's a lot of people that have been trying to take your place that are not Spirit-led people. They simply are wanting promotion. They're simply wanting to make a place for themselves, and so they're trying to push you out. You can't let that happen. Christine, I bless you. Take your proper place in line and move forward, and don't let anybody prevent those things that God has put in your heart and what He's doing. So I bless you right now, Christine R. and from Louisiana. Joselia, Joselia, Hosilia, Joselia. I'm not sure how to pronounce your name, but I'm going to try to mop up on my Spanish a little bit. Your Holy Spirit's saying He is moving you out of your comfort zone. It's time to come out of hiding and to be the real you that He's created you to be. Don't allow that one incident. And I heard the Holy Spirit say this word over you. Don't allow that one incident to define you for the rest of your life. There's something, some event that happened in your life that was unfortunate. I don't know whose fault it was. I don't know if it was your fault or somebody else's fault. It doesn't make any difference. But there are some people that's tried to define you for the rest of your life. And you know, because of that, you've somewhat been in hiding. You know, the Lord spoke to the prophet Elijah and said to Elijah, "What are you doing here?" He was in a cave. He went and hid himself in a cave because of an incident that happened with this woman called Jezebel. And so the Lord said to him, "What are you doing in the cave, Elijah?" And so he was hiding because of that one incident. And Josiah or Hosea, from Garland, Texas, come out of hiding. And don't let that one incident that happened to you define you for the rest of your life. That one's over. And Let's move forward. I bless you in Jesus' name. Vicki M. from Greenville, Mississippi. I see that prophetic anointing. I just want to pause and say, why do you want people to give their name, their first name? I want your whole name, but I only call your first name and your last initial. Why do you want people to give their city and state? Because there is something about where you live. Do you realize that you have great ownership in the place where you live, where you have a residence at? That's why the Bible talks about people in the Bible, and it talks about who their father was and even where they lived. Do you understand? And so it's important. So there you go. Vicki from Greenville, Mississippi. I see that prophetic anointing in your life increasing, enlarging, expanding, sharing corporate words that will radically change entire communities and corporations. I bless you, Vicki. Linda Looper S. from Claremore, Oklahoma. You know, I pray over names every Tuesday morning, and I just get a word. It's not a chapter. It's not a book. It may not even correspond or connect with your present circumstances. And some of you may say, "Wow, where did that come from? I don't understand that. I don't comprehend that." But if you can receive it by faith and just write it down and then pray over it and see what the Holy Spirit is saying enlarging, you can't bear witness with your mind, got to bear witness with your spirit. And so write it down. Give it a chance. So, Linda, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you must step out of the natural into the supernatural. You are your own worst critic. And I've said many, many times, don't criticize yourself. Somebody else will do that for you. So don't be criticizing yourself. You must defy circumstances that you feel that have prevented you from making a significant mark in your life. Always feeling you aren't quite satisfied. Always feeling like you have never quite reach the apex of the measure that you were intended to reach. But Holy Spirit is reminding you that you are qualified. And that, what does that mean? That means that He pre-qualified you from the foundation of the world. Even when you were in your mother's womb, I know I'm preaching to the choir right now, but even while you were in your mother's womb, He designed that plan for you, gave you a personality for that plan. And so lift up your eyes and take a look, because His hand is upon you, Linda, and from Claremore, Oklahoma. I bless you. I've ministered in Claremore. I feel like I've ministered most every place. I look at some of your names and cities, and I've ministered in so many of those places, including Garland, Texas, Louisiana. Wow. So I bless you. I bless you right now, Linda. Dana from Bristol, Connecticut. I hear the Holy Spirit saying the deal has been completed. Sign the contract. Enjoy the results. I bless you. Hey, Bill B. from Oilton, Oklahoma. Don't be afraid to make a move. Don't be afraid to transition to a place of birthing. Those dreams you have cared for so long needs a birthing place. So launch out into the deep. Put out into deeper waters. I see some people that I prophesied over last week, so be sure and check your podcast, prophetic sessions. I have a word for Magda and Jose H. from Houston, Texas. I hear Holy Spirit say you must no longer allow Satan to rip away everything that is near and dear to your hearts. You must demand a sevenfold return on everything Satan has stolen from you and your family. The return is going to be incredible. This is no time to stand down. This is a time to stand up and resist. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So, there you have it. There you have it. And, wow. So, I just speak a blessing over you, Magda and Jose H. from Houston, Texas. There is a God's putting you with somebody that is about to do an incredible work, and you're going to come alongside them. It's going to be a major combination there. Michael S. from Vider, Texas. I ministered in Vider. That's just outside of Beaumont. Great church there. A grace church. Michael, I hear Holy Spirit saying that he's opening doors and opportunities for you to minister to the suffering, those who have experienced extreme pain as a result of death, injury, abuse, poverty, et cetera, et cetera. So I bless you, Michael. Hey, Pastor Appointed Bushelin from Atlanta, Georgia. Now, if you're a pastor, I'll probably call your name, your entire name. I see creative miracles taking place in your ministry, Pastor, there in Atlanta, in that Atlanta, Georgia area. A release of new and fresh anointing being poured out on those who believe. You're about to walk into a new level of faith that was imparted to you years ago by the laying on of hands. So, Pastor Appointed, you are appointed. That's a great name. I bless you in Jesus' name. Nana from Regal Park, New York, a member of Breakout Radio Church. If you don't have a pastor or a church, I lead a radio church. You probably never heard of that. But I lead a radio church, and we have church every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. on bpnradio.com. bpnradio.com. We got members from all across America and nations of the world. And this is designed for people that don't have a church or a pastor. So there's several pastors who are members of Breakout Radio Church because they don't have a pastor. So Dale Gentry is their pastor. So if you want to find out more about it, you can go to bpnradio.com and then click on Breakout Radio Church. So Nana, write it all down in a book. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say. Every part and parcel, it's all coming together slowly but surely. It's all coming together. So I bless you. Tina K., Sealy, Texas, longtime friend of Gene and I's. I hear the Holy Spirit saying to everything there is a season. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying you are moving into a new season of your life and ministry. Becoming a free agent, walking into a new dimension of life. You know, in football terms, I'm not sure if any of you are football fans, but in football vernacular, you know, you can walk onto a team. One of my favorite football players is Baker Mayfield. He played for Oklahoma University. You probably know that I'm a Sooner fan, Oklahoma Sooner fan, raised in Oklahoma. And this guy named Baker Mayfield, he was a walk-on. Didn't even get a scholarship. He just walked on, and they gave him a suit. He later became the Heisman Trophy winner last year, All-American quarterback, playing now for the Cleveland Browns. And so he became a walk-on. Then he made the team, got a scholarship, and now he's in a bright new season of his life. So that's what I see happening to you, Tina. I don't know if it's a now word or future word, but you're going to become a free agent, walking into a new dimension of life. Now, in football terms, a free agent is somebody that didn't get drafted, didn't get invited, but they make themselves available. So I see you becoming a free agent, walking into a new dimension of life, in football terms, a walk-on. becoming a vital member of a team with major scholarship and a contract waiting for you. So don't despise the small entrance that you're going to make, even though you're a very seasoned player. It's going to bring major dividends. Follow your heart, Tina. Follow your spirit. And, of course, I want to say to all of you, when you get a prophetic word, the Bible said that prophetic words is of no private interpretation. So get someone to that you trust in to confirm your word. And so if I give you a prophecy, I invite every one of you just to get someone to confirm your word, someone that you're accountable to, and someone that's seasoned in the ministry. I bless you, Tina. We love you very much. And Annie M. from Houston, Texas. Sing and prophesy, one of God. Enjoy the journey. Keep operating in that bold anointing. Lay hands on many and release that spirit of joy that is in your life. Well, going to take a station break, and then I'm going to play a song, then I'm going to give some more prophetic words. So our editor, she's going to give a station break here for you, and we're going to continue on BPN Radio.
And thank you for listening to bpnradio.com.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with...
Okay, all right. Thank you. Thank you, Aliona. And we're having a station break here. We're going to play the proper station break. So here we go. Hey, good to have you listening here on Prophetic Tuesday on bpnradio.com. Dale Gentry on the radio, on the air. Now in our fourth year of broadcast, in fact, we're going to celebrate 4 years of broadcasting here on bpnradio.com, an internet radio station that God gave me the privilege of starting November the 19th, 2015. So, 2014. All right, thank you. Okay, dreams really do come true. Here, a 16-year-old Meredith is going to sing a song written by my son. And it's just written, taken from words that I've shared. And so dreams really do come true. So we got to keep dreaming, all right? Here's Meredith, and I'm going to be back.
Today is a good day. Today is a great day.
Dreams really do come true. If you can believe, all things are possible. 16-year-old Meredith Chavez in a song that was written for the Dale Gentry Ministries Breakout Prayer Network. And it's just a testimony of mine that you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start. You can finish what God says you can finish. You can live where God says you can live. You can give what God says you can give. You can travel to where God says you can travel. You can prophesy what God says you can prophesy. You can start what God says you can start. You can finish what God says you can finish. You can meet who God says you can meet. You know, God is at work, and age has nothing to do with it. You know, I have a couple of spiritual grandchildren that I went to see them on the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. And I used to have the youngest member of the Grand Ole Opry used to be a part of my church that I was pastoring. So I've been to the Grand Ole Opry. And Leland and Ray Lynn, who are first cousins, I went to see them to celebrate their first appearance on the Grand Ole Opry. And Leland, when he was 16, he recorded his first album, and he was nominated for, later on nominated for a Grammy Award. And then, of course, my spiritual granddaughter, Raylene, Raylene, who has won many awards in the country music field. I prophesied over her when she was just a little girl about her music. And so she's having a lot of dreams come true. So it can happen to you. And 16-year-old Meredith just sings, I love to see people promoted. I love to hold the microphone and let people speak, talk, interview, preach. Hey, speaking of preaching, I'm going to give some more prophetic words, but, you know, I'm providing people an opportunity to be a part of the Dale Gentry preaching team. It's called Preaching Sunday, and this is hosted by my son, Rick Gentry. And I'm providing people an opportunity. I know mostly ladies that are listening at 10 o'clock, but during the nighttime, of course, the most of the listening audience when I am on at 10 o'clock at night, most are a male audience. But if you'd like to preach, I'm providing opportunities for people to preach on Sunday, my son and I. You can contact Rick Gentry. You can email him. Rick Gentry, bpnradio@gmail.com. Rick Gentry, bpnradio@gmail.com. You can even call him. His number, his private number, is 214-918-8707. 214-918-8707. Now, you got to preach every Sunday. You can't just preach every once in a while. But you can't preach more than once a week. You get to preach every week. But, you know, Rick will give you the information, but there's something about, listen to me, this is great information, instructions. When you start something, don't stop. And it may be that you will transition into another area of ministry, but don't stop and start. You be consistent. When you make a commitment, you keep going. And sometimes I know that can be very tough. Gene and I, way back in the 80s, we made a commitment to, we moved to the Sacramento, California area for 1 year to work with a group of preachers, pastors, ministers that had dropped out of the ministry. You know, one or two had a nervous breakdown. One had gone through a divorce. Somebody just had a health challenge, and they had their rhythm interrupted. There's something about rhythm that is so important. It's so important. I saw my own father have a difficult time growing in the ministry because he would start and stop. He would start and stop. He'd pastor a church for a year or two. Instead of waiting for another pastorate to open, he would go back to his home place. We'd move back to our home in Comanche, Oklahoma, wait for another year or two until another door opened. But I discovered through that, Gene and I discovered that we were going to start 51 years ago. We were going to start. We weren't going to stop. And so we would pastor a church and wait till another door opened, the door, not just a door, the door. And so there's something about rhythm. And so we went to Sacramento and made a year's commitment. About 2 years into that commitment, I was ready to move back to Oklahoma City. But I couldn't do it. You know why I couldn't do it? Because I'd made a year-long commitment. And some of you may not be progressing because you're always in a transition mode. You're always looking for something else, always looking for a better deal, a better way, or maybe you are starting and then you're stopping. You get discouraged and you just quit. You just quit. You just walk away or do not continue with your assignment. You got to keep going. So Gene and I, for about 10 months, it was very difficult, but I kept my commitment. And I stayed in rhythm, and God transitioned us into another season, another assignment of our lives. So if you want to be successful and significant, you've got to quit starting and stopping. Keep going, even though it's tough, until another door opens, until the transition time is coming and you can step into another arena, or you're going to find your life is helter-skelter. and you allow Satan to interrupt your life. That is a prophecy. That is a good word for somebody. Okay, I got some more prophecies here, so I'm going to continue on. I'm looking down my list, and who is next on my list here? Amber and Josh from Eunice, Louisiana. Hear Holy Spirit saying he's encouraging you today to concerning the path you're choosing to follow, confirming and affirming you. It's harvest time. So, you know, it's beneficial. You know, you can leave an assignment too early because the next assignment is not ready. You know, understand what I'm saying? So you got it ready. God is preparing something for you. And so just keep going down the path that you're choosing to follow. I bless you, Amber and Josh. M from Eunice, Louisiana. Matt and Kimberly, M from Vine Grove, Kentucky. I see a special place being hewn out of the rock for you two in Scotland, and there's some islands nearby, and in due season, I don't know if that'll be this year, next year, 10 years, I don't know, but in due season, there's going to be open-air meetings and unsuspected places for y'all there, helping others discover their roots as well. Wow. Okay. Matt and Kimberly. Bless you. Lori B. from Dinuba, California. Ministered there many times. And I give a shout out to my dear friends there in the Dinuba, California area. Pastor Wallace. I hear Holy Spirit saying over you, Lori, that you sometimes feel that you're just another face in the maze of the crowd, in the place of the crowd, and all sorts of people. And the devil just wants to diminish you and minimize you. But Holy Spirit is assuring you today that he sees you, has a special purpose for you, and desires for you to walk in peace. He's in the process of creating a space for you. It's not there at the moment, but your place will be ready soon. Well, that's what I've been prophesying. So rest in him and wait for his promotion. Remember, the promotion does not come from the east or the west or the south. Promotion comes from the Lord. He sets one down and stands another one in your place. Sets one down and stands you up in their place. So sometimes God is trying to create a place for someone that's in your place. God does everything in divine order. Hope that's not too confusing. Just have to receive it by the Spirit. Sharito. EW from Kentucky. I hear Holy Spirit saying that you are one that has incredible acceptance into different camps and cultures, that you have the anointing to make quick transitions into the lives of different people groups, a fearless warrior of love and compassion, finding favor in many different areas and regions. You are a most unusual person, and you're going to go far in life because you're bold and you have great confidence in yourself, as well as great confidence in your God. Yes, you do. Brenda S. from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I hear Holy Spirit saying that boredom is going to cause you to take that leap of faith into the dimension that you have longed for. You know, you're in a place of security, but there's another place for you, so don't be afraid to start over. If necessary, I know that can be a challenging word. Don't be afraid to start over if necessary. I bless you, Brenda. Paula P. from Kingston, Tennessee. Paula P. from Kingston, Tennessee. There's something very special about your ability to plan special events, making special arrangements to give honor to whom honor's due. You definitely know how to plan and throw a party. God loves that about you, Paula P. from Paula P. there from Kingston, Tennessee. I bless you in the name of the Lord. I bless you in the name of the Lord. Remember, my Facebook pages, Dale W. Gentry and Dale Gentry, and I'm just going to go to my Dale Gentry, my ministry, Facebook page. And I'm gonna bless some of you. You know what? When I was growing up, my dad was a Pentecostal preacher, and he would everybody that would come through, he'd say, hey, I want you to bless my son, Del Wayne. I want you to bless my son, Del Wayne. And so they would lay hands on me and bless me. I want to bless you. Tella R, I want to bless you. Chantella, I bless you. Tina, I bless you. Tabitha, I bless you. Bonnie, I bless you. Chantel, I bless you. I bless you, Gabriel. I bless you, Renee. Irene, I bless you. Paula, just blessed you, Paula. I bless you, Nana. I bless you, Brenda. I bless those of you that are listening today in Jesus' name. I bless you. And speaking of Gabriel, Gabriel G. from Elgin, Texas. Holy Spirit has called you to be a leader of the cause that is in your heart. You're facing a giant, but the cause that he has placed in your heart will cause you to be victorious over that giant, promoting you to come alongside of those who have looked up to you, you have looked up to for a long time. Like David, who was the younger brother, he was promoted because of his warrior and fearless spirit. That's who you are, Gabriel. Just as David came alongside the seasoned Samuel, you look in the mirror and make some faith declarations of that warrior person you see in that mirror. God is promoting you because there's a cause, causing you to come alongside those of you that may, those who may have been in the ministry for a long, long time. I bless you, Gabriel. And Renee or Renee from Rain, Louisiana. I've ministered there, the frog capital of the world. Well, they have some major events there in Rain, Louisiana, the frog capital of the world. Renee or Renee, I see you ministering to those who have lost confidence in themselves, helping them overcome sudden disappointments in their lives, helping them get back on their feet following a termination, divorce, unexpected happening, the ability to get up and move forward. And there are some of you ladies that are listening, you just had unexpected situations. Your husband just walked out on you, walked away from you. I'll never forget when I was pastoring a church, a lady called me up at 3 o'clock in the morning, crying profusely, uncontrollably, saying my husband has left. He just left with another woman. 3 o'clock in the morning, just called her up and said, he's leaving. I'm leaving you. And that turned out well because I took a stand against that situation. But there are some of you that had sudden terminations, sudden departures. Somebody walked out on you. Somebody left you. Somebody disappointed. Maybe you're a pastor and the congregation suddenly voted you out, or the deacon board fired you. Man, you know, there are some things that can happen in life that are so unexpected and just knocks the props out from under us. And you just say, why me, O Lord God? How could that ever happen to me? And so I pray for you today. Those of you that have had sudden disappointments, maybe a death in your family, somebody died suddenly and it just left you alone. I don't know what all's happened to your life, but I'm telling you, it is not over. If there's any breath left in your body, it's not over. And I command life to enter some of you that are still alive, but on the inside, you've died. You're dead. And I speak life to you. And I declare in Jesus' name that Renee or Renee, you're going to help people get back on their feet and help them move forward. That's what I want to do here on bpnradio.com. I want to help you get back on your feet. You know, I had a guest not long ago. His name is James. I can even say his last name, but I won't. James, his son got killed. His teenager's son got killed in an automobile accident. His wife divorced him. His church terminated him. I don't know what all James has gone through. He lost his church. He lost his son. He lost his wife. He lost his city. He lost his home that he was paying on living in. And his life was just a considerable loss. But today, James has made a rebound. You can hear him every Sunday on bpnradio.com. And he's pastoring two churches. Wow. He's made a major comeback. And I declare there are those of you listening today, you're on BPN Radio. You are going to make a comeback. There is life after the former life you lived when sudden things you felt like when it happened, I just could never live again. But you are, and you will, because people are coming along, holding your hand, speaking life into you, and I speak life over to you. And right now, in Jesus' name, Broku. I bless you, Chantella, R from Knoxville, Tennessee. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, it's never too late. It's never too late. It's never too late. It is never too late. Sometimes we feel like life has passed us by or we've lost opportunity. I'm here to tell you that opportunities come around again. They do. They come around again. So it is never too late. And I hear Holy Spirit saying those words to you. Those feelings of missing out on your destiny are rapidly disappearing, Chantella. Rapidly disappearing, being replaced by a new passion for Him and personal encounters with Holy Spirit that is thrusting you into a new dimension of your life. A season of visions and dreams that will take you to the other side of your heart's desire. There's some things that are in your heart, and you know that at this moment it's not happening, but it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Remember, it is never too late. You just get into a room, pray in the Holy Ghost, and allow the Holy Ghost to work in your life. He is renewing, hallelujah, He is renewing you, Chantella, reassembling things in your life. And He's refreshing your dry bones and moving you into new relationships as well. I bless you, Chantella. Oh, you have a bright future in Jesus' name. And Gabriel B. from Lafayette, Louisiana. That's Cajun country. I see you closing major business deals, handing out generous checks, receiving major bonuses, giving oversight to your own field, ownership, is a key word, a buzzword for you. Ownership. Ownership. Ownership for you. Hey, and Chantel B. from Cape Town, South Africa. I want to welcome all of you that are listening from South Africa. I hear Holy Spirit saying your energies and passions to excel, Chantel, is opening major doors for you in your area. You have a gift of resolving issues that are going to bring you great promotions in life. He's expanding the borders of your operation. Trust Him fully as you advance, never letting go of His hand. He's walking it out with you, and you have major abilities and giftings and favor, but you got to realize that your trust must not be in yourself, your own talents or abilities, although you have many. But it's got to be in Jehovah God. He is Jehovah Sidkenu, your righteousness. He is Jehovah Makedesh, your sanctification. He is Jehovah Shammah, your presence. He is Jehovah Shalom, your peace. He is Jehovah Jireh, your provider. He is Jehovah Rapha, your healer. He is Jehovah Nisi, your victory, your banner, your rear guard. He's Jehovah God. He's your guide, and He's guiding and directing your He is Jehovah. Also, He is Jehovah Rohi, your shepherd. Jehovah Rohi is your shepherd, Chantel. Bless you there in Cape Town, South Africa. Bonnie from Sarnia, Ontario, Canada. I ministered in Ontario, Canada many times. Bonnie, here, Holy Spirit saying you are becoming a major mentor in the area where you have discovered nuggets, providing golden opportunities for those who desire to have an impartation of the giftings and anointings in your life, providing numerous opportunities to spiritual sons and daughters. Wow, that's a good word for you, Bonnie from Sarnia, Ontario, Canada. Hey, Jana W. from Votaw, Texas. Like David, he has brought you out of a horrible pit to minister to the many pit dwellers that you come in contact with, those who have suffered abuse and feel they have no hope. Bring them out. Get them out. Weep over them. Share your testimony. Your brokenness is going to be a catalyst for their brokenness. God removing layers of shame, helping them receive double honors. I bless you there, Jenna, in Jesus' name. Reba Q from South Carolina. I see you as a master presenter, an incredible communicator, serving as a master of ceremonies at major events and doing voiceover for programs and books. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. What a wonderful opportunity there and a gifting that you have, Reba, there in South Carolina. Hey, Jesse M. from Port Archer, Washington. I see a prophetic voice coming out of you, declaring unusual happenings in unusual people's lives, causing many to live again for your life-giving words. I release that prophetic anointing there in you, Jesse, in Jesus' name. And Dustin and Evelyn A. from Eunice, Louisiana. I see a gift of evangelism flowing out of your lives, setting you up for extended revival meetings that will attract thousands in days to come. Wow. Hey, Lori J. from Dexter, Michigan. Boy, we have listeners all across America and around the world. Those of you who have been wondering about Facebook, me being back on Facebook or sharing these prophetic sessions on Facebook, that's going to be happening. Next week, we're going to have it's election day, and I'm going to be sharing words about the election. We're going to have live reports from different places. But 2 weeks from today, I'm going to go back sharing on Facebook Live as well as bpnradio.com. Just want to make that announcement. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Good to have you listening on bpnradio.com. And I guess we're going to have a station break. We are. We're going to have a station break, and then I'm going to be right back as we continue on bpnradio.com.
Radio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America. This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, how about that? How about two station breaks? And I believe that is prophetic for somebody. Somebody is receiving some double honor or double anointing. How about that? A double anointing in your life. And some of you are receiving a double honor for some of the shame that you've gone through. And some of you say, well, I'm just so ashamed of myself. I'm ashamed of what I did. I'm ashamed of what I said. Forget it. Move forward. Keep going. If you need to ask forgiveness or if you need to make amends, okay. But otherwise, just keep moving. Just keep moving forward and just receive the double honor for the shame that you may be experiencing. And let's just keep going. The best is yet to come, in Jesus' name. Well, I love you today. Dale Gentry here. And so good to be broadcasting here on bpnradio.com, a prophetic Tuesday. Remember, this program is going to be replayed at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock today on bpnradio.com. I'll have some further announcements, but next week we're going to have special starting at 10 a.m. next Monday morning. It is a pre-election prayer watch on bpnradio.com, and we'll be sending out lots of information, but you can participate. We're going to have 24 hours of continuous prayer that will be broadcast on bpnradio.com and TuneIn Radio starting at 10 a.m. next Monday morning. It will go all the way till 10 a.m. next Tuesday morning. And 24 hours, because we are facing one of the most crucial, critical elections in my lifetime. So I encourage you to get out and vote, but I encourage you to pray with me. I believe that we're making a difference. I believe that we made a difference in the presidential election 2 years ago. I believe that we made a difference in the confirmation Justice Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. And you know, when you have a lot of people that are in cities and churches that are praying with you, we make a major difference. I mean, we have a lot of cities and states that are praying with us. It's just amazing. Towns and cities and churches. I'll tell you, it's amazing. And we have a lot of new cities that started praying with us. Before I share any more prophetic words here in hour number two, I just want to welcome some new cities that are praying with us. You know, if you have over 1,400 churches that are represented in your prayer network, in the Breakout Prayer Network, in over 900 cities, you know that you're making a difference. And so I just want to welcome some new cities that are praying with us. I want to welcome Las Cruces, New Mexico, and Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and Newton, North Carolina, and Yucapa, California, San Jacinto, California. I want to welcome Burney, California. We got a lot of people on the West Coast there. Winsted, Connecticut, Conrad, Montana, Miamisburg, Ohio, Pueblo, West Colorado, York, Pennsylvania, Boone, North Carolina, Runnymede, New Jersey, Adamsville, Alabama, Havelock, North Carolina, Mont Alto, Pennsylvania, Olotoy, Tennessee. And then we have a lot of new churches that are represented. We have Briarwood Presbyterian Church in Birmingham, Alabama. We have Grace Revolution Church in Dallas, Texas, St. Therese Church in Brantford, Connecticut. We have Merriam Shrine at Stony Point, New York. We have Word of Life Assembly of God in Burney, California. We have the Lutheran Church in New Braunfels, Texas. We have the Redeemed Christian Church of God in York, Pennsylvania. We have the Grace and Peace Church in Toms River, New Jersey. If you want to be a part of the Breakout Prayer Network, there's no charge, and you receive, by the way, a prayer every day that I have shared for about 6 years. You could just go to Let's Pray America, letspraymerica.com. letspraymerica.com, and you can sign up or you can sign in. You receive a daily prayer, and you share your email, of course. You receive a daily prayer, and you can put your city in there, the name of your city and state and your church, and you'll be represented on the map. Hey, this is interesting. If you go to letspraymerica.com and click on map, M-A-P, and you can find the different cities and states and nations where people are praying with us. We are a force in the earth when we pray together, and it's called corporately, and that's what we're doing. We're calling America to pray. The Breakout Prayer Network is growing, and I want to encourage you to be a part. I also want to thank those of you that are giving to the Breakout Prayer Network. And I sat here in my studios in Austin, Texas, my voice going out all across America and around the world, and everything we do costs money. The equipment that I'm surrounded with, maybe 6, 7, 8 computers, computer screens, and people that are helping us in different nations of the world. It just takes finances. Would you become a monthly partner with us? Would you make a contribution? I know that it does. The prophetic words doesn't cost anything, but to help us do what we're doing and help us expand, would you make a contribution today? You say, well, how do I do that? All you do is go to bpnradio.com. BPN stands for Breakout Prayer Network. Breakout Prayer Network, bpnradio.com. To your far right is the donate button. All you have to do is click on that, and it will bring you to a PayPal. You don't have to use PayPal. It will go through PayPal, but you could use your PayPal or your credit card, your debit card, to become a monthly partner. Just click the box there by the side of your donation, and you can become a monthly partner. By the way, I'm going to have a partners gathering, and I'll host a partners gathering next February. When you become a partner, you're automatically invited to our partners gathering. And then, of course, we have some special things for our partners that we appreciate so very, very much. We cannot overemphasize our gratitude for those of you that are monthly partners of Dale Gentry and Breakout Ministries. Of course, your gifts are tax deductible, and you are helping us call America to pray. The only hope for our nation is prayer. It is. And so God called me to be a prayer back in 1966. February of 1966, he said to me, "Son, give me the first hour of your day, and I'm going to change your life." I got up the next morning. I was an engineer and announcer at the radio station. I've been behind a microphone for a long time. And I had to be up at 3 o'clock in the morning, so I started getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning, giving God the first hour of my day. It is the key to a successful and significant life is your personal prayer time. Your personal prayer time. Being alone with him, having a certain time at a certain place to pray. And since that time, I have been a prayer, and not many years later, I became a prayer leader. So I bless you. Father, I bless the people that are giving today to Breakout Ministries. I bless them in Jesus' name. I bless our partners, and I thank you for people that are faithful to give. I bless them, and I ask that you bless them and multiply their seed in Jesus' name. If you're writing a check, you can make your check payable to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. Austin, Texas 78709. And my wife, Jean Gentry, she personally goes to the mailbox, and I look at PayPal, the donations that come in there. And Gene Gentry personally likes to go to the mailbox and see who has sent a check, who has written. And she brings it home and said, "Dale, so-and-so wrote us today, or they sent us a check." And, wow, thank you so very, very much. Hallelujah. Helping keep the fire burning on the altar, doing what we do, and sharing our microphone. We're so grateful. I have a few more prophetic words before we close out today. I want to pray for who do I have? I have. Let me look and see. Mina C from Fort Worth, Texas. It's actually happening. The music is playing and the ceremony is in process. Are you ready, Mina? Mina C., your name is being called. And Kathy S.D. from Palm Beach, Florida. Why not you? Why not you? That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying. Why not you? You keep waiting for certain things to happen. Same opportunities are coming around again. Same ones. Same places. New season. Step in and step out and step up. I bless you, Kathy. Hey, Whitney C. from Savannah, Georgia. Your Holy Spirit saying that the blessings of the Lord makes rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. I see you prospering in many unlikely places, sharing wealth with many others that come along and partner with you. Whitney, I bless you in Jesus' name. Whitney C. Christina H. from Rose Sharon, Texas. I hear Holy Spirit saying that you are to grow where you are planted. There will be many distractions, but you will ignore those, knowing that you have found favor where you are planted, and you will grow in the places you're planted, producing much fruit, finding great fulfillment, accompanied by divine appointments and divine connections. Hey, Christina, just go for it. Just go for it. I bless you in Jesus' name. Jody G. from Oklahoma City, your Holy Spirit saying that you must not ignore that restlessness inside of you, a true indicator of a new season accompanied by a transformation of your own life and passions. Many will become disturbed because of your decisions, but you will expand with great confidence of knowing who you are and who He is and what He has called you to do and to be. I bless you now in Jesus' name. Zach L., Savannah, Georgia. Make your calling and election sure. You got to nail it all down. Nail it down. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I bless you in the name of the Lord, Zach. Hey, Angie M. from Elk City, Oklahoma. I ministered several times in Elk City, Oklahoma. I bless you in Jesus' name. And you know, the hand of God is working in your life. And you know, He said that that He's going to give you a clear path to run on. And things seem so mind-boggling at the moment, trying to determine what is the natural, the difference between the natural and the supernatural in your life. What it seems like that it's just not clarity. But He's going to make it all clear. He's going to bring things into proper focus in Jesus' name. And remember that too many voices speaking into your life. I believe that the right voices helps you make the right choices. But too many voices speaking into your lives can be quite mind-boggling. And, you know, sometimes you say, well, this is the way I've operated in life. How can anything new happen? You've got to be willing to release the old and allow the new to come into your life. So I bless you, Angie. And do not discount what God is doing in you. And I bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Jeff and Tammy there in Alexandria, Louisiana, in Jesus' name. And Tammy, I particularly want to just pray for you, knowing that God is at work in your life. And somehow, somewhere in your lifetime, you felt that you were left out of the picture. And you know, sometimes the devil comes and tries to torment you and say, you know, members of my family, they know who they are, they know what they're doing, but what about me? Do I really fit? And the devil can come and torment you and say, where do I fit in the picture? Where do I fit in the picture in with my husband and my children and my family and our business or our church or our ministry, our future? And so the devil, he wants to label you as a misfit. But you must ignore this and you must resist this at all costs. You must know that you are needed, Tammy, more than ever before. And I just encourage you and urge you to know that you don't have to fit in because you are already fitted. It's like going for a special occasion. You're going to get outfitted for a new dress, but you get there and somebody says, somebody called in, gave your measurements, your colors and everything, and the dress is all ready. It's a proper fit for you, and you can just take it with you. You don't even have to try it on. So that's what I'm saying over you, Tammy. You're already outfitted. You are already a fit, and you don't have to go. And they take your measurements and go through all of that, all of those hoops. You're already a fit, and you have just got to know that I'm properly fitted for where I'm at today, and I am just a part of the solution, and I'm going to operate in company with those that are currently in my life. So in Jesus' name, I bless you in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Father, I pray for those who are listening today. Maybe I did not call their name, but you are at work in their lives. I bless them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in their lives. Remember, this program is going to be replayed today at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and then also will be posted on our podcast. All you do is go to bpnradio.com, click on podcast, and go to the prophetic sessions. Remember that Allison Keeber will continue with our prophetic week. She'll continue Thursday, Prophetic Thursday. What an outstanding spiritual daughter that Allison Keeber is. What, how anointed she is. And sometimes when I listen to her and watch her on Facebook, I'm amazed at the prophetic anointing that is upon her life and how her and her husband Ian work together. That's Thursday, 10 a.m. And then, of course, you can view that all day long on Facebook. Remember that another one of my spiritual daughters is on every Friday on bpnradio.com. Rhonda Kinzer. I want to say to you ladies that are going through a storm, Rhonda can help you. Rhonda has a master's degree in biblical counseling. She's also very anointed and prophetic, one of my prophetic daughters as well. She has great revelation, but she's been trained in the natural and the supernatural. And she's been a part of our team for several years. And Rhonda says that she's a firm believer in the truth that prayer changes things, but sometimes people need more. They need someone to come alongside them during hard-to-handle and difficult seasons in their life. For 20 years, Rhonda says that she's partnered with Holy Spirit and the truth of God's Word to help women find His rest in the midst of life's storms. So you ladies that are going through a storm, because I'm saying ladies because she only ministers to women, women only, and you must be 18 years or older. If you're in a stormy season, you need Rhonda Kinzer to come alongside you. Then the initial consultation is free, and then the weekly consultation thereafter, or more if need be, are by on a donation basis. I highly recommend Rhonda Kinzer. And she was a counselor for several years at a local college. She's now left that position, and she's in ministry. She's helping people. So you can have a 60-minute session with Rhonda. Let me give you her phone number. Write it down, if you will. She lives in Liberal, Kansas, and she does these over Skype or telephone. And remember that everything, of course, is confidential. She never shares anything with me about someone that she is counseling. I do pray with her from time to time. She's a wonderful lady, has a great marriage with her husband, Elvin, by the way, who's our news director, and he's on next, by the way, on the bpnradio.com. Here's Rhonda's number, 620-482-6180. 620-482-6180. 620-482-6180. You know, sometimes we just feel like, I'm just going to work it out myself, or, you know, me and Jesus will work it out. But sometimes we need some help. And over the years, you know, I've gone to other people and just said, I need some help. I need some counsel. I've submitted my ministry to two other men that I seek counsel from, as well as others. And we all need some help. Rhonda is can help you. She's also on bpnradio.com praying for everybody at 10 a.m. Central Time, bpnradio.com, as well as Facebook Live, and you can join Rhonda there. Oh, remember, if you want to preach, you got a call to preach, you got a passion to preach, contact Rick Gentry, and you can do that by just going to his email address, Rick Gentry, bpnradio@gmail.com. We have some 30-minute spaces for people to preach on Sunday. 18 hours of continuous preaching. Rick Gentry, bpnradio@gmail.com. The number to call is 214-918-8707, 214-918-8707. And remember, there's programming throughout the day. Roy Beard is on today, on this Tuesday, at 11:55, also at 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock. And we have programming throughout the day. I'll be back on the radio tomorrow at 10 a.m. We're going to be praying concerning Halloween. And somebody said, what about Halloween? Well, tune in tomorrow, 10 a.m. We'll be talking with Roy Beard, praying with Roy Beard, who's a prophetic voice. He's on the wall. He sees things coming. And he'll be on with me tomorrow. We'll be praying for the elections coming up next Tuesday. A lot of things happening. Don't forget, we have new programming by Dale Allison, who hosts the Storm Watch on BPNRadio.com. He's a former prosecuting attorney, and he is one of the leading attorneys concerning church government in America. He has insight concerning church government, concerning leadership. Encourage your pastor to listen, or leaders in your church. He's on every Friday, 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock. I got to go. I've enjoyed being with you on BPNRadio.com. You're a blessing, and don't forget that God is at work in your life. One word from God can change your life forever. Thank you, Aliona, for working with me. Thank you, Michael. Thank you to our station manager, Ruth Gentry. And, of course, we want to remind everybody there in the Pittsburgh area, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that we're praying for you, this horrendous act that has happened against the synagogue there, praying hedge of protection around all of the Jewish people. We're praying for Israel, the peace of Jerusalem. We are praying on BPNRadio.com. Stay tuned for the news with Delvin Kinzer. I love you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and
I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. My lover, to me.
Your grace, grace, held me near. And I'm a fool, but still you love. I'll be a fool for the king of love.
Thank you. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my life. Be thou my wisdom, thou my true word.
Oh, Lord of my heart.